Di Raphael Raphael, son of the painter Giovanni Santi and his wife Maggia Ciala, was born on the 28th of March or the 6th of April, 1483. His father Giovanni Santi was a competent painter and was highly regarded in Urbino, a province that housed one of the most glittering courts in Italy. This provided the young Raffaello with quite a privileged upbringing within the culture of the Umbrian court. However, Raphael's mother dies in 1491 when he is 8 years old. His father, Giovanni, dies 3 years later when he is still only 11. Before his death, Giovanni manages to place his son as an apprentice in the workshop of Pietro Perugino. Although Raphael very quickly freed himself from the painting style of his master, he followed Perugino's method of constructing paintings all of his life. Raphael's move to Florence in 1504 was fueled by his hunger to learn more from the acknowledged greats of Florentine art. Leonardo da Vinci was at the height of his fame and had returned to the city from Milan in 1500, and Raphael copied figures by Leonardo and Michelangelo, who had both studied the anatomy of the human body. In Florence, Raphael completed three large altarpieces, the Anzi Dei Madonna, the Baglioni altarpiece, both commissioned for Perugian clients, and the Madonna del Baldacchino for a chapel in Santo Spirito, a Florentine church. One of his final paintings of the Florentine period is the magnificent St. Catherine, now in the National Gallery in London. Raphael was able to continue with his own developing style whilst absorbing the influences of Florentine art. At the age of 25, he found a patron, Pope Julius II, and was given the task of decorating rooms in the Pope's private apartments. The stanza, also known as the Raphael Rooms, are located on the upper floor of the Vatican Palace. Raphael started work first on the middle chamber, the Stanza della Segnatura, containing the Pope's library. This room contains some of the artist's best-known works, including the School of Athens, Parnassus, and the Disputation of the Sacrament. The amount of work produced by Raphael is remarkable when you consider his untimely death at the age of 37. He produced a wealth of paintings, including several Madonnas, portraits, and altarpieces, all in addition to his Vatican efforts. His only mythological work, Galatea, was painted for the Tiber Villa of Agostino Chigi, another of his great patrons. Raphael died on the 6th of April, 1520, at the age of 37 in Rome, and was buried the next day in the Pantheon. He was a famous, wealthy, and popular Renaissance personality, and his funeral was very well attended, attracting large crowds. His compositions were referred to extensively when training successive generations of artists. Raphael became, along with Michelangelo and Leonardo, one of the three greatest masters of the High Renaissance.